Okay.
Thank you. Oh, we're golden. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting, and we're going to get started. We're still waiting on a few members, but let's start out with happy good morning and some introductions. And as per an email that was circulated, we're going to ask that Tyson, yes, you're there. Tyson has generously offered to take some notes, but we're looking for a little more information than just names today because we need this information for our annual report.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, we're golden. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting, and we're going to get started. We're still waiting on a few members, but let's start out with happy good morning and some introductions. And as per an email that was circulated, we're going to ask that Tyson, yes, you're there. Tyson has generously offered to take some notes, but we're looking for a little more information than just names today because we need this information for our annual report. We want to have the members, and as slowly as they can speak and as clearly, their affiliation that would include like family member and so forth. And maybe I'll start the ball rolling and as an example. And then, of course, our guests. We'd like to have those affiliations also. It's gotten a little become more challenging, as you know, with this new type of meeting. But we need to get this down on paper so we can add it to our not only our notes but our annual report. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to introduce myself. By the way, before I do this, Ken, are you there? Are you here yet? Okay, no sign. So my name is Barbara Carling. I'm the vice chair of this Southern Arizona IOC. I am a licensed social worker, retired, and family member. And I've been that ought to do it. And I'll just pass it to the right. About another committee member?
Sergeant Jason Winsky, Tucson Police Department. And I am a law enforcement member of the, I'm a first responder, I guess, member of the group.
This is Sharon Faulkner Gillespie. My phone number is the one that ends in 08. I'm also on video. I am a foster care licensing liaison for Intermountain Center, as well as I'm a family member.
Phyllis Grant, I'm the Southern Arizona Regional Director for Family Involvement Center, and I'm also a family member and a peer.
Forgive me, Phyllis, one more time. Southern Arizona Regional Director.
Regional Director for Family Involvement Center.
Family. Thank you. Excuse me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna Kyle, Development Coordinator for Coyote Task Force.
Hi, this is Tyson Gillespie. I am a licensed therapist, the executive and clinical director for one of the adult treating sites for Community Partners, and I'm also a family member. Is Joe on the phone?
Susan Hyder just called in. I'm going to try to get her connected.
Hello.
Hi. Who's that on the call? Who just said hello?
Yeah, this is Ken Carrolls. I've been trying to get through here and got a little delay here. Retired psychologist. Can you hear me, Barb?
Yes,
Ken. We can hear you, Ken.
We can hear you loud and clear. Sorry, I was just over trying to get something over to Susan so she can get in. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll just wait there. And again, Tyson, thank you for helping out and taking the leadership and getting some notes on paper there.
Yes, thank you. I'll be right back. Ken, we were just all introducing ourselves
right. And
our titles and connections and affiliations and we've gone myself, Sharon, Jason, Tyson.
Right. I could hear it. I couldn't get on there.
Oh, okay.
I've been on, but I couldn't somehow. I was muted on my end there. But anyway, Ken Carroll, psychologist, retired. So I'll listen. Go ahead, Barb. Great. Hello?
There. I'm sorry. I was trying to get Susan connected. She wants me to resend the email from our meeting so she could get a connection. Let's see here. Listen, Tyson, you're catching notes. Well, let's just let everyone else introduce themselves, and I'll just switch off for a moment because we weren't finished with the introductions, so that'll work. And in the meantime, I'll get Susan on board, okay?
Okay. Sounds good, Barb.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
If you're okay, I'll just run through these phone numbers that are called in and get people to introduce themselves.
Oh, Larry, thank you. Thanks. Okay, I'll
Thanks,
be back.
Larry.
All right, that was Tyson, but I'll do it. So there's someone who called in with a 520 ending in 08.
That's Sharon.
Okay. All right, and then someone called 520 ending in 23.
That's me.
Okay, all right, Ken.
Yeah.
Then there's someone who called in with a 520 ending in 81.
That's Jason.
Oh, all right, Jason. Great. 520 ending in 89.
Hi, this is Melissa Brown. I'm the health plan representative for Arizona Complete Health. I'm the individual and family affairs manager, and I'm also a peer and family member.
Great. Thank you, Melissa. And 602 ending in 35.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sophie Stevenson. I am calling in on behalf of United Healthcare Community Plan. I'm the member advocacy administrator and also a licensed social worker.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
And then we have 832 ending in 43.
Larry Allen, I'm the ADOA liaison to the IOCs.
Okay. And then I also see CJ and Frederica are also on.
Yeah, I think Frederica's having some microphone issues, so she's only typing through the chat room. But
yeah, I saw that pop up.
Yeah. Okay.
So Ken and Barbara, that's everybody that's on the call.
And this is Michelle Guidos from Kodak Health Recovery and Wellness. We're in a provider agency here in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm also a social worker.
Great. Good.
And I think I just saw, hello, Michelle. I think I just saw Susan join in. Did she? Larry, did you notice?
I did see a member pop in, but she's on mute.
Okay. Well, let's. Okay. I hope she'll join in when she can. So, Ken, do you want to take it away? Do you want to go through the agenda, or how would you like to do
No, that? You just go ahead. You lead. I'll listen and then and chime in like everyone else.
All
I
right.
appreciate it. You give me that. No, okay. You're doing great. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, Ken. Again, thanks to Tyson. He was able to create notes from last month, and those have been posted also, written notes, and I distributed those to everyone. Basically, just a summarization of the meeting from last month. Did anyone have any comments based on what you received or questions about last month's minutes from the last meeting? What we're going to do now is Tyson has generously again volunteered to do some minutes, handwritten minutes, you know, just kind of a summary, which we will distribute each month and also post along with this recording. So again, thank you, Tyson. So we'll move on to the next category. I'm sorry if no one had any questions or comments on last month. No? Okay. So mission, vision, this is for Larry, and this is an opportunity for Larry if you've got anything for us.
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh. Yes, Susan, we can hear you. Thank you. Thanks, sir, for joining. We're on to Larry Allen's going to talk about any updates and things from the ADOA and so forth, and perhaps, well, not Frederica, but maybe CJ. And but everyone's introduced themselves, and we've got it written down. Do you want to just introduce yourself? Well, Larry, I guess we'll just move on.
Okay. Just a couple quick things. I know Susan, we've been corresponding a little bit regarding your annual report. So keep plugging away on that so we can get that submitted sometime in December. The second item, I know we touched a little bit about it in your training regarding your guidelines for your committee. We need to make sure we started doing that, and then the pandemic hit, and then it kind of fell off our table, and then we've been kind of scramble mode for the past few months. So we need to try to regroup here and try to get the guidelines for your committee done, and so I can get those signed off by the director and posted online. That was really the only update that I had for the group. If there's any other questions or concerns that I could answer, I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have. Yes, Susan, we can hear you. Any questions for the group that you might have, Barb or Ken?
No, I hear you loud and clear. So we'll converse afterwards.
Well,
sure, we'll have it by December. We should be able to get something together. I know we've started on it, and then I think it stopped when everything else, you know, COVID came.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a weird year, so everything's kind of scattered. I get that, and it's kind of hard to regroup, so... But yeah, I appreciate it if you could put it on everybody's table and take a look at it, so we can get everything submitted and get you formally signed on and everything loaded on the website. So that way, any committee member, if they have a question, they can refer back to that.
Yeah, or as bylaws or.
And look. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. I also loaded the new presentations that CJ did for you guys on our website as well. I'd be happy to send a link out to the group if you need to refer back to that presentation just for a refresher. Sometimes if you don't use it a lot, then you forget. So just anything else. So just like anything else. So I'll send that up to the group. So if you have any questions or concerns, let me know. If you have trouble finding it, please let me know.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you.
I hear you, Susan.
Okay, you. I'll shut up then. Sorry.
Oh, that's good. Glad you're there, Susan. This is Ken.
Thank you.
Good morning, Susan.
My apologies.
That was really the update I had for the group. Again, okay. if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Perfect. Perfect. We know our goals now. The guidelines are important. We'll get them. And also, I want to point out, it's later on the agenda. I was going to bring it up one more time, but I cannot thank CJ and Frederica enough. That training was fantastic. It really, really was helpful. But we'll get onto that again. Thank you again, you two. And I see that no updates from Access. Okie doke. All righty. With that training, we don't need any more right now. Thank you. Okay, so Jason, have you got any law enforcement or legislative updates for us?
Hello, can you all hear me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I hear you.
Yeah, so for updates, well, I wish I had some more positive things to bring to the group today, but despite COVID, I mean, our work continues, right? Crisis continues, mental health continues. None of that stops, right, because of COVID. So our work is still continuing. I've been on a couple of different conference calls and things. And Arizona Complete Health has been great. They've been on the meetings with us, different members of AZCH. A lot of our shelters are going to operate this winter at reduced capacity because of COVID. So we're really kind of just, the system, I should say, itself is kind of just scrambling to figure out, where people are going to go when it gets colder. Knock on wood, we've been pretty lucky so far with the weather, but a lot of the places, for example, that are doing Operation Deep Freeze are either not going to do it at all, or they're going to do it on a reduced capacity because of COVID. So I know the city and the county and United and AZCH and everyone, I mean, there's a lot of people working together, collaborating to figure out where this population is going to go at night, you know, in the winter. My team is going to announce next week a blanket drive. It's going to be really hard to do that during COVID, but we have these special boxes that people can drive up and put extra blankets in. And then the idea is that those boxes will sit outside for however long the COVID period is. Before anyone touches them there will be some process to do that as safely as possible, but we anticipate that blankets are going to be an extra a bigger need this winter than maybe ever before if people can't find shelter space. Other than that, I believe I've helped with the annual report before. So Barbara, if you want to, and maybe you already have, and I apologize, things have just been so busy. If you just want to send me a list of some things that I could contribute, I'd be more than happy to contribute to the report, like I think I have done in the past.
Absolutely, Jason. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Jason, may I interrupt? This is Susan. I sent you, may not have seen it yet, I sent you an email this morning asking for a bunch of junk. Well, not junk, but important stuff.
Right.
But what you were just talking about, could you add that to the information I was asking for?
Sure.
And my apologies, I've missed a couple things, so that would be great. Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
There was a question that came up in the chat box. Do you know the locations that those boxes will be, or is that going to be determined in the next week or so?
That'll be determined in the next week or so, but it'll probably be at police headquarters, which is at 270 South Stone.
Thanks. Thank
you, Jason. Personally, I know what I'm going to go shopping for in the Black Friday sale, blankets. thank you, Jason. That's please stay safe and healthy out there. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you.
Gosh, and can't thank you enough for all that you're doing there. Okay. I'm going to move on to member recruitment. Did your friend from what was it, Stafford or someone? Did he want to attend?
So I think Jared does this for everybody. You know, this week. And then unfortunately, I think the next time we meet is right before a holiday as well. I think just this week is a tough week for people who are kind of pulling out in the middle of the day to join, but I do believe Jared will be around maybe after the first of the year if he's not available next month.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Anyone else has any? Well, I couldn't agree more. Thanksgiving is this week and everybody's trying to find a small turkey. And next month it's on the 22nd. So, yeah. So, okay, we'll move. And then same with kind of outreach, unless anybody has anything to add for outreach.
I can add just a little tiny thing. This Susan. Thank you again, Tyson, for stepping up to do the minutes and reports and also the roll call and quorum issues for a while anyway. But to that end, this week, I'll be working with Barbara. We'll be posting a volunteer opening for a person to work or help us just that hour to hour and a half each month to take minutes and or notes and what Tyson's doing right now. So we'll be posting at the university, NAMESA, and there's a number of other volunteer organizations in the county. So hopefully we'll be able to get that filled without too much longer. So just a comment on that.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to, I'm going to move on to death incident seclusion restraint reports. And that's a big topic. we did receive that training, which was phenomenal, on the 16th of November for navigating the QM server for almost the entire committee. But in the meantime, do we have a list of how many people have actually signed on to the portal? I know you received information on how to connect and also connection with Frederica. I see a show of hands or something or a listing of who's signed on to the portal. I did, and by the way, it was wonderful and easy. Frederica responded within a day with my authorization, and I have since been out there and had some time on the server. Has anybody else?
Who is that talking? Is that Barb?
Yes.
Okay.
Joanna. Okay, Joanna's raised her hand. Okay, great.
Frederica, did you get my application that I was having a hard time and finally mailed to you a week ago yesterday? This is Susan. Sorry.
Oh, Susan, she'll text the answer because her speaker doesn't work.
I didn't realize. Okay.
I'm looking to see. Maybe we can email her later, maybe, unless...
Yeah, she should have received it by now. I sent her an email, but I didn't get a response.
Here, I found it. Okay. By the way, CJ has connectivity issues and had to rejoin. Okay. And then, wait a minute. Sorry, let me find out. Frederica says, where did it go? She's, geez.
She says she has to go down to the office today, Barbara.
I see. Okay.
I'll monitor the chat for us, Barbara, and help.
I appreciate that so much because it's bouncing around. Thank you. Susan, we'll get working on that from...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's going
to... So the bottom line is I'm in the process again of rejoining, but I did go to the portal training, and I've been on it before, so... I guess you can add me as one of the folks.
Okie doke. Okay. And then I didn't get a look at all that. Let me see. Oh, anyway. I can you just unmute yourself and join it? There was so much activity on my screen. I missed the hands up. I have Joanna, Tyson, Sharon. I think I have Sharon, yes. And myself and Susan.
I don't think Sharon says she's not on the portal.
Okay, sorry about that.
And I think she had said that she would help with like the visits in the future, but not the IADs.
Okay. What I'm ideally looking for from our committee is two people on the IAD and two people on the seclusion restraints. That would be ideal. So that's four of us. And I'd like to do seclusion restraints. It's something I'm pretty comfortable, and there's an adult section and a SMI and a general mental health. And then I was going to talk with Phyllis about perhaps doing the children on the seclusion restraint. So I'll talk to you either later. If how's that sound?
So I am more than happy to help with the incident/accident death reports.
Okay.
Great.
I think this does bring up what Larry had mentioned during his section about guidelines or bylaws, is that we brought this up briefly in the training. I think CJ said we should bring it up during the committee meeting, is when we have reviewers from the committee, potentially affiliated, employed, or other relationships with organizations that might be submitting IADs through the portal. And I think that's something that we had said this group does need to talk through a little bit.
Absolutely. Yes, that's true. Yes. So this is something apparently we need to work on is to make sure everyone gets that connectivity with the portal, in that it's just a matter of your name and a password basically, and shipping that to Frederica. And again, if any of you need a link, just let me know, because I've got that email again ready to go, and it has any troubleshooting, they couldn't be better, you know. So just really, really encouraging everyone. We've got to get on that portal, because it's the absolute ideal thing to do during this COVID period of time. I won't beat that up anymore. I'll move on to board and care, of course, is does anybody have a question or comment on deaths, incidents, and seclusion restraint? Anybody?
This is Susan. I'm sorry. Somebody else talking?
Go ahead, Susan.
This is Susan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Susan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've always worked on the IAD unless you want me somewhere else, the adult IADs. But I wanted to make a comment. I just happened this morning to be reading the IOC.AZ. I think it was might have been a training manual or a meeting manual or something. I'm not sure what it was, but it was interesting in reading it I don't know if it was Access, I think it was, but talking about the committees. And I was kind of taken aback and surprised, pleasantly so, that review of these reports was listed as number one in being not a substitute, but perhaps one of the most important things that these IOC committees or the IOCs statewide should be doing. And I think it's important to note that it's not, the review of the reports is not a substitute for a subcommittee, if that makes sense. For very private and specific reasons are not able to do that, or if they're linked to an organization such as, I think it was Larry mentioned a few minutes ago. But other than that, it's not a substitute for a subcommittee. So just a comment on that, not to beat it up, but I was pleased to see that it's a very, very important issue.
Thank you, Susan. Well said. And thanks for reminding all of us again about the excellent resources we have out there at the Access server for us. Again, to
it's incredible. Incredible.
In fact, Larry, with your help, I'm going to ask you for the link to that site, and I will distribute it to all again so that we can quickly make a little bookmark or something and go out there and take a peek, because it's a good reminder, because I've been away from doing these, even though I've done them for years, the seclusion restraints, and I would love a refresher course and just to read through the suggestions, because so much was good content was added to that information. So again, I'll get that link to that place that Susan's referring to specifically, and I'll distribute it to all our committee members.
Yeah, and Tyson, this would be a good follow-up item for our next meeting, whenever that may be, with the holidays.
Yes, I think it's important that we start doing the reviews. That's why some of us went through the training, and I think it's an appropriate time for those of us who can start doing some reviews to kind of divide that out, or at least set up a time right now of how it's going to be divided out. When we were doing the training, 1 month had about 250 to 300 seclusion restraint or IADs. And I think if we looked back, and CJ might be able to help if she's on the call, if we looked back to when the portal was created, there was about 10,000 or 11,000 total that had been submitted since 2016-17. So I think we really, if we're going to be doing a divide of who's going to be reviewing what, either we need to talk about that now, or we need to set up a specific time of that subgroup to divide that out. I'm more than happy to be part of it, but I don't want to just start stabbing away and Joanna potentially reviewing some and we're overlapping. There has to be some order to that process.
Tyson, Perfect. In fact, by the way, everyone, Carol, CJ has kindly, she's put the links to the training and the links to the manual already there in our notes, and we'll get that actually distributed once I figure out how I do that. But anyway, yes, Tyson, perfect. In fact, like I say, I'd like to step right up for seclusion restraints for the SMI and the general mental health. And then again, that child section, I was hoping to speak with Phyllis perhaps about, because she's so familiar with the child, if there's no conflict there with the children, you know, to look at the seclusion restraint with that demographic. But furthermore, that's perfect. And I understand Susan would like to do IAD, and then you, Tyson, would like to do IAD. So that would be wonderful. But reminder,
Joanna, she was on the training too. Do you want, which group would you want to be looking at if you're helping with the reviews?
One last thing.
What's that part?
Oh, I just wanted to say one last thing. Remember, Tyson, there's a check mark. You can check off if you've reviewed it. So we won't bump into each other. We shouldn't bump into each other when we do these reviews. You just leave the box unchecked that it has not been reviewed. You know what I'm saying? So if let's say there were three people on the IAD, whoever reviews them hit the reviewed checkbox. Am I correct? I think I. And
you're
then
right.
We won't bump into. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then if anybody else wants to join on, by the way, I don't mean to exclude anyone from the seclusion and restraint, because there's so many reports. So yes, Tyson, I'll get off the phone now. Go ahead, dear.
CJ made a comment during the training, and I don't know, it was in the thousands, like Tyson said, the number of reports, and I was kind of going, oh my gosh. And I said, where do you even start? And she made a great comment, something to the effect of, start where you are now. And I took it as, for example, November or whatever we determined. She said, and then move forward rather than backwards. So I like the idea of maybe all of us having a conference call separate, so we can really give it some thought as to how we're going to break it up, so we can really get at it in a timely manner.
Oh, okay. who else was going to? Joanna.
Yeah, I'm happy to do whatever needs doing. I think someone mentioned two people on seclusion and restraint and two on IAD. I'm happy to be, if all of the IAD spots have been filled, or if we need someone else, I can do that. Or I can be the second person on seclusion restraints.
Perfect. I haven't twisted Phyllis's arm yet. So on the seclusion restraint. So let's try to work on that. But wonderful. That would be great if we had five. But it'd even be better if we end up with six, you know, on working these reports, because there really are a lot of them. But that's perfect. And if you have a leaning toward the IADs, I'm sure they could use the help. So you think about it and let us know, okay? And in the meantime, let me work on Phyllis. Sorry, Phyllis.
So Barbara, do you want to set up a separate meeting or phone meeting with all of us that are on the site, so we can get at how we're going to tackle this?
In time, I will, Susan, in that let's get everybody hooked up, trained, and so forth. In fact, Phyllis hasn't had the training. She needs the training, for instance. Let's kick the can down the road just a little bit. Absolutely, we'll do that. We'll get together. But I think let's make sure everybody's on board and maybe had an opportunity to look at that wonderful information. That might even help them decide what committee they want if they look at the IOC manual, you see, and at the committee work, you know, and what's involved in each, you know. So let's absolutely, and then we can do an email. You and I can talk and we can email everyone and set up a joint call. How's that?
How long do you want to wait to kick this can down the road?
Well,
not to be overly pushy, but there's not that many people that need to go through the training from what I can tell. I mean, they can do that in the next month or whatever while we're all
I agree that Susan, I agree that yes, we've got, it looks like we have four people that are signed up. I would just like to give them an opportunity to find that small turkey and get through this week, and then also
of course,
and then, you know, we've got Christmas and, well, that's never mind, whatever the point is how about let's, you and I I'll email everybody. How about this, in a week? See where everyone's at. See if they need any help. And if somebody has any difficulty, we'll just work it through. Let me work on it for a week or so, okay? And then I'll give you 2 weeks. Is that good enough? 2 weeks. And then we'll talk and see how people are doing. Is that going to work for you?
Hopefully. Works for me.
Okay. Perfect. Got that, everyone?
The only thing I would throw out there, Barbara, is at some point we will need to talk about those potential like conflicts.
Absolutely.
I am a reviewer for my organization, so I'm more than happy to steer away from those. But as I discovered during the training, I looked at another organization's IAD and actually immediately could identify that person.
Dan, would you like to go to seclusion restraints? Would that be maybe perhaps?
Well, I'm going to have the challenge on both sides.
I see. Well, then that
I would think, yeah.
Why, yeah. We'll, for sure, maybe Joanna, we should get you on the that particular committee, in that he could give you the number of, you know, once you identify Tyson, that it's a conflict, you could just pass it on to Susan or Joanna. How would that be?
That's fine. I just want to make sure the whole committee is in agreement with that.
Oh gosh, I think
no. Absolutely.
Is somebody, was someone's weighing in there? Was that Ken? Is that you?
Yeah, I'm just acknowledging. Thank you for taking that leadership on it and commenting on it. So that should be a problem, and again, people can recuse themselves, as we've said all along over the years, if there is that potential.
This is, yes. Dr. Potts. Can you hear me?
Hello, Dr. Potts. Welcome. Hello.
Oh, thanks. I've been here for a while.
Hi, guys.
Listen, I appreciate it. I believe you can sort by agency.
On, you know, you're right.
So that may be help you on that question you're dealing with on conflict, which is a good, very good point.
Didn't know that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think what this is, Sharon. I think what the issue is not just the sorting by agency, because I would have the same thing for foster care. Is that, and one of the reasons why I didn't choose to do this is because there's so much crossover. So you can have, especially since Jacob's Law and the different things have come out with the healthcare system, is you can have a child or adult that's enrolled through AZCH or CPIH or Kodak or any of them, but they also have services with another company. So if you open up that thing, so if I open up something from Arizona Complete Health or from, not from Intermountain, but if I open up one from a child from La Frontera, for example, but they might be in an Intermountain foster home, or they might be receiving services through Intermountain centers, but they also are receiving services through a program over at La Frontera or Pathways or another thing. So you're going to have a lot of crossover with those different things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sharon, okay. So this is something, well, perhaps let's shoot for three per committee. And then for those that are in the community where you would run into that, just jump back out and just note the number and pass that on. You know, don't check the reviewed box, and just make, we'll leave those to others. Okay. Does that sound pretty good, Tyson?
Yeah.
As a solution?
We talked about it because it had come up in the training. So.
Okay. It's an excellent point. And one that I wouldn't have even considered because I don't have conflicts and I wouldn't have thought of that. So thanks, Tyson. And thanks, Sharon. Oh, I've got a question here. Dr. Potts, if you can hear us, can you please say hello and introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
Please. Yeah, hello. I'm the chairperson of the Central Arizona Mental Health IOC, and I've worked with Ken for decades, it appears.
hundreds of years.
Yeah, we're not doing that. But what we're doing in our committee is, and we're putting a permanent agenda item of IOC interaction. So if other IOCs wish to attend or make a comment, we're inviting them to do so. And I just thought I'd listen in. So we're sort of, I like the idea of singing from the same sheet of music, but I've been in Central Arizona, HRC for years, and now it's the IOC. And I appreciate your comments. And we've worked together too. As vice chair, we've worked with you, but I also want to comment that I really appreciate the training we've had as well. Frederica and Larry have done a very good job. We went through the training on the website, the refresher for some and training for the rest. But and Ms. Carling, we've been on some meetings together as well. But thank you. If I can be listening at any time, let me know.
Thank you, Dr. Potts. Thank you so much. Yes. Excellent. Which, by the way, to all of you, I was on a call and listened in on the meeting up north, and we'll send out an email once. Dr. Potts, forgive me for not getting this more straightened out, but we will. I'm excited about the opportunity for you to visit our meetings and us to visit yours. I hope we get that smoother in the near future because it's really informative to hear what you're doing and the struggles and successes you're having. And we hope that we can provide the same information for you and your group. So let's get that. We'll try to get
yeah. Thank you. Let me mention also, just for those who don't know, I've been in the public sector for decades, was the head of forensic services, the Superior Court here in Maricopa. I worked in the jail 15 years. I actually was a clinical lecturer at the U of A College of Medicine as well. So I just had some, I'm a psychiatrist, just FYI. And if I can be of any resource to any of you folks, please call me.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you.
And I might add a strong advocate that's made a difference. So thank you, Jack. You've done it a lot.
Thank you again. Oh, so happy. Anyway, going to move on to special populations, and that's Phyllis. Are you with us? I hope.
Yes, I am. I just had to unmute. And Sharon is also has the perspective for the update for the foster kinship families. So, with the resurgence, schools are closing again. I've had many families I personally work with who are now have been exposed to COVID-19, where they haven't before. Their children have been exposed at the school. Also, daycares are in a crisis. And something that I think we forget is that childcare is an integral part of the economy. And when we don't have good child care, parents can't work, even if they go back to work. Even if they're able to work from home, they still have to have little ones in the home because the child cares have closed down. A lot of the in-home services that had started, some of them have also gone back a little bit because of the resurgence. You know, Arizona is not doing well. DCS, I was at the Council of Human Providers, what is it called again? I'm so sorry. Anyway, their DCS subcommittee, and they're still talking about DCS only doing, having this blanket policy of supervised visits beyond where families have already met all their goals, and they're not allowing to transfer into unsupervised visitation. So that's been a challenge. It continues to be a challenge. They're also are not, parent aid is really struggling with finding people to supervise visits and provide that parent aid, parenting expertise that they do at the visits. So there's a lot of struggles. I've had some of the families that we are providing respite for have had to cancel because the child has been exposed or the parent has been exposed or something. So I feel like we're backpedaling a lot because of the resurgence, which is a shame, but we're still meeting. We're still, as an agency, we're still meeting people down here in Southern Arizona face-to-face as much as we can. I've only had one family who's not, right now, not allowing me to meet with them face-to-face, but everyone else is. As far as the kids are concerned, I've had two that we've had to cancel respite because the kids have been exposed to COVID-19, and we're just waiting for the results of their tests. Sharon, what have you got?
For foster care right now, DCS is still going in the home. Foster care agencies are still going in the home. We're expecting them to go back to virtual visits again, which, as you guys know, can be a challenge for numerous reasons. Training for new foster parents that need to get licensed is now virtual until the end of January, is last I heard. So we're still out in the community trying to do the best we can, trying to stay safe. We have seen an increased number in COVID cases in our foster homes, which, like Phyllis said, can be very challenging, not only because the parents have to stay home with the kids if the kids get it, but if the parents get it, then, of course, the kids are also quarantined with the parents in most cases. So everything has been a challenge, but I think for the most part, we've had a lot of foster parents that have opened up and willing to do respite for kids across the state. Everything is continuing to move the best they can in this situation right now. I know a lot of places are accepting gifts for Christmas because a lot of the agencies, including Intermountain, we've decided to no longer do our Christmas party for this year because of the not wanting to be a super spreader of it. So that's been challenging. We usually get a lot of our gifts for the foster parents from a church, and I do know a lot of people aren't going to church, therefore a lot of our gifts are decreased. So I know Aviva Children, among other agencies, are collecting donations for Christmas to be able to give to these foster children and bio children to a point too, because some of these families that they just can't afford it this Christmas. So we're starting to do that, starting to get out there and see how we can help collect food for some for Thanksgiving. Gap Ministries has been great, and they have a whole bunch of food boxes and stuff like that they're giving out too. So I think we're just all trying to work together, expecting it to be a very quiet holiday, hopefully, but at the same time, how we can help these families get through the holiday without some of these supports that they're used to.
Sharon, thank you so much. Sorry, I got that. Boy. And Phyllis, too. Thank you. Really challenging.
Barbara, I have one thing on special populations. Right before this meeting, I was meeting with someone from Lutheran Social Services about the refugee populations that they serve, and talked about how we can help get them expedited into mental health services. During COVID, they had been experiencing some challenges in getting people in. So hopefully we work out some plans to do that on a test basis over the next month. So hopefully next month they might have more of an update, but they're just struggling with that population and getting them in mental health in a quick and expedited way. So.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Tyson. Okay. Boy. Yes. Okay. sorry, I'm having a lot of emotions right now. Anyway, moving on. Okay, administrative miscellaneous. We'll move on to annual report. I'm going to turn it over to Susan.
Okay, thanks. I'm not sure what to say on this. We've had a couple I've had a stumbling block which set me back about a week. So I'm reaching out to specific folks, as I mentioned, Jason, Phyllis was awesome in getting me information very timely. That was a few weeks ago. You may see an email or two from me looking for information. We are down to the wire. If you do get an email from me, I know everybody's fine. Horrible time of year. I hate to even ask. But if you do get anything, if you could just respond the best that you can, regarding, because we're so late, we're actually doing 2019 and 2020 versus 2018 and 19, as most IOCs did. And I think that's working fine, but a lot of the 2019 information is what I'm looking for. And there's, I have some good information and I'm missing some good information. So you may see an email from me, probably maybe even later this week. I hate to do that to you guys, but I have no choice. So if you see anything, just do the best that you can. And I would just appreciate that so very much. And we're moving through. Larry, we're going to have something to you. and Dr. Potts, I'm glad to know you're on the phone. I, for many, 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 many years, as Ken can tell you, I wrote the annual report for Southern Arizona, and then I took a leave of absence for about 3 years, and I've just been back a couple months and trying to take on this kind of somewhat late writing of the annual report. And one of the things, out of respect to you, the Northern Arizona report, which I do have a copy of, or Central, I'm sorry, there's some information in there just regarding the bylaws and the laws and so forth that I would love to be able to somewhat cut and paste if you're okay with that. But I didn't want to do that without asking your permission. It's not specific to Central. It's just, you know, the laws that govern the IOCs. Would that be okay?
Susan, I'm not sure he's with us, but we can work that out with Dr. Potts.
I thought he was still on the line.
Yeah, I spoke to Ken about it, and it's all good. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank
you.
He's okay with
that. Can you hear me, Dr. Potts? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because it's hard to figure out what to push to mute or unmute the phone. My thoughts and suggestions are is that the three IOCs, the mentally ill, try and get very similar guidelines.
Yeah.
And almost propose them at the same time. And I apologize for not working more on it, but we'll get on it. But, you know, I think the closer we can get to similar guidelines, the better off we are. And in a sense, the less potential for not them not being approved.
That's a great idea, one I hadn't thought of. You will all have separate information, obviously, but certainly at least a template of sorts makes a lot of sense. So maybe once we get through the holidays and so forth, we can take a look at that.
Yes, and if you want to, anytime, just email me and I'll share it with our couple of people working on this. And Dorothy, we've used some of Dorothy's too, and she used ours initially also. So we have been sharing them, but if we can formalize it, I think it's a good idea before they're submitted. But it's up to you guys, but I'd like to do that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you and I have talked about this some time back, and I'm glad you're bringing it up again. And I think Dorothy has shared her report, and of course we have yours, so I think we can just blend, and then before the final goes in there, at least, you know, the generic parts of it. So totally agree, or at least that's my suggestion.
Yeah, great idea. We'll be getting in touch with you after the holidays are over.
Great.
Okay. But by the way, Larry, what was the deadline for that? Is there a deadline for the guidelines? By the way,
December 1st.
No, that's for the annual report, but the guidelines?
Oh, no, there's no deadline for the bylaws. It's just,
it's,
you know, you just want to have those in place so the committee can refer back to them. So,
Susan, we'll work on that next. We'll get the annual report out of the way, and then we'll. And again, Dr. Potts, that's brilliant. Great idea. Thank you. Thank you very much. I like it. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had switched over to bylaws. My apologies.
So, okay, that's wonderful. Thanks again, all. Am I on mute? No, I'm okay. So I had next, we were going to recap the training and the assignments, but I think we pretty well hashed that out. In 2 weeks, we're going to plan a conference call among our group, and we'll see where everyone's at. So I'd like to move next to the REBA and provider updates.
Hi, this is Melissa. I just had one resource that I wanted to share, and I'll send it by email. It's a free resource. It's a grant-funded program for a crisis hotline that's specific to COVID-19. So like with some of the things that have been mentioned already, and people having the restraint on not being able to meet with people face-to-face, or having a hard time being alone, having anxiety, fear, et cetera, people can at least call and speak to somebody over the phone. Again, it's free and it's open to anyone regardless of whether they have insurance or don't. I'm also going to include a link to the Access webpage that has all of the statewide crisis numbers. So that includes like the suicide, veterans, and other important hotlines. That way, if you run into any folks that are having a really hard time with being sheltered or COVID-19 or whatever, you can provide these numbers to them, and they're statewide and they're also free. So I'm going to send that out by email. But other than that, I didn't have anything else.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Melissa. Thanks very much. That's hopefully that'll help both Phyllis and Sharon and others. Tyson, maybe. Well, all of us, actually. Thanks, Sharon. Melissa, excuse me. Thanks, Melissa.
Hi, everyone. This is Sophie Stevenson, IOC liaison for United Health Plan. I don't have anything substantial to update the group on, with the exception that we continue to do member outreach to our most vulnerable population, and we're trying to transition a lot of our member forums and community forums to a webinar type setting because of the pandemic. But otherwise, I don't have anything to report.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay.
You're welcome.
And I see Michelle, no updates from Kodak. Joe, are you out there? No. Are there any other providers?
So putting my provider hat on, Barbara, Community Partners has worked with AZCH to develop a forensic ACT team. And so we'd be more than happy to, Jason, if you're still on the call, talk to you or your unit about potential referrals for more intensive services for members who are forensically involved.
Sure, that sounds great.
I'll shoot you an email after this.
That's terrific. Thanks, Tyson. Thank you very much. Well, I think we've got it covered. Does anybody have any more questions or comments or anything we didn't touch upon? Our next meeting is December 22nd. I hope that works for everyone. I know it's right before Christmas, but again, hopefully that'll be convenient. If that's a problem for our committee members, please let me know. It's Tuesday, December 22nd. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for all that you brought to this meeting. We've got some good information and some ideas. So it's blankets for Jason. And I'm trying to think of other donatable items for some of our other people in need. If anybody has ideas, please send me email, and maybe I can put out some requests to the neighborhood papers that I have here online and ask them to contribute also. But I like the blanket idea, especially for the Operation Deep Freeze. So, again, any more questions?
No, Barb, thanks. And, again, thanks. Hopefully everybody will have a safe Thanksgiving.